This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat leaves for India to take part in G20 Finance Minister level meeting. Janakpur Jayanagar train extended to Bijalpura in Mohottari district. And rescuers pull dead bodies from flooded tunnel as heavy rains wreak havoc in South Korea. Now, the news in detail. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat has left for India today to take part in the third Finance Minister and Central Bank Governors FMCBG's meeting of G20 nations. The meeting under India's presidency has been scheduled to take place at Gandhinagar of Gujarat on July 17 and 18. The minister is accompanied by Sri Krishna Nepal, Chief of Economic Cooperation Coordination, Ministry of Finance, and Minister's Private Secretary, Yuvraj Pandey. As Finance Minister's Press Coordinator Prakash Thapa said, Finance Minister Mahat is scheduled to return home on Wednesday. Though Nepal is not a G20 member, it will be attending the event as a guest country. The World Economy and World Health, Sustainable Finance and Infrastructure Development, Global Financial Scenario, International Tax System and Financial Inclusion are among the major agenda of discussions in the meeting. Additionally, issues concerning cooperation in public debt management, regulation and supervision of cryptocurrency and use of technology in public infrastructure are to be raised in the meeting. Indian Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Reserve Bank of India Governor Dr. Shaktikant Das will jointly preside over the meeting. Similarly, Minister for Foreign Affairs Narayan Prakash Saud has left for Thailand today. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Saud will participate in the retreat of the foreign ministers of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, hosted by Thailand. He will participate in the retreat of BIMSTEC foreign ministers on Monday and return home on Tuesday. The train service in operation from Jayanagar in India to Janakpur Dham, Nepal is being expanded to Bangaha Bijalpura in Mohottari district. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Prakash Jwala, will launch the extension service today. The train service currently being provided in 35-kilometer stretch from Jayanagar to Janakpur Dham and Kurtha will increase to 52 kilometers. After being halted for a long time, the train service is operating regularly for the past 15 months. Railway's General Manager Niranjan Jha said after the completion of the second phase of physical infrastructure expansion, the train service is being extended to Bijalpura. However, due to the dispute over land compensation and construction of the third phase railway infrastructure from Bijalpura to Bardiwas has been halted. The broad gauge two-set train was put into operation on 2nd April 2022. One girl died and 11 others were injured in a road accident that took place in Goudamuni of Durlung in Kuspa Municipality 3. The accident involving a jeep took place last night when it was carrying passengers from district headquarters Kuspa for Durlung. According to Suman Nyure, chief of the district traffic police office Parbat, informed Sheetal Bike, a 7-year-old girl from Kuspa 3 who was seriously injured in the accident, died during treatment at the local hospital. The injured, including 4-year-old Prince Chetri and 50-year-old Chandrakala Chetri from the same location have been sent to Gandaki Hospital Pokhara for further treatment. The jeep reportedly fell about 30 to 35 meters from the road. The driver of the jeep has been taken into custody for necessary action. Kankai Municipality in Jhapa District has banned the sale and consumption of tobacco products effective from tomorrow, July 17th. Mayor Rajendra Kumar Pokharel informed the municipality has formulated an act and the town assembly meeting decided in this regard. Chief Administrative Officer Mohan Prasad Nyupane said violation of the directive and selling tobacco products is subject to a punishment of Rs 50,000 in fine. In the case of the consumption of tobacco products in public places, Rs 5,000 is fined. Commercial paragliding flights have started from Devi Sthan Dada, a touristic spot located in Dhulikhel Municipality 9 of Kabre Palanchok District. The paragliding flights take place from Devisthan to Badal village located in ward number 8 of the municipality, covering a distance of about 1.5 kilometers at an altitude of 5,500 meters. A bigger pardon, 5,500 feet. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation and the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal have permitted to conduct recreational aviation flights after meeting the necessary criteria. Accident insurance of ₹3.7 million has been established for the people who take the paragliding flight. One has to pay ₹7,000 for a one-time flight. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Rescuers in South Korea working to reach cars trapped in a flooded tunnel has recovered at least 9 bodies. Torrential rains have caused flooding, landslides and power cuts across much of the country. At least 35 other people are known to have been killed, while 10 remain missing. It is unclear how many people are still trapped in the tunnel, which is 685 meters long, but 15 vehicles are thought to be submerged. The Korea Meteorological Administration forecast more rainfall through to Wednesday. It warned that the weather conditions pose a grave danger. Extreme rain has caused floods and landslides across several countries, including India, China, and Japan over the past fortnight. While many factors contribute to flooding, scientists say a warming atmosphere caused by climate change makes extreme rainfall more likely. Southern Europe will continue to swelter next week as an intense heat wave shows no sign of abating. Italy, Spain and Greece have been experiencing high temperatures for several days already. The Italian Health Ministry issued a red alert for 16 cities including Rome, Bologna and Florence for the weekend. According to Italian media, the heat wave is expected to continue well into next week with 48 degrees Celsius possible in Sardinia. Meanwhile, Greece has had temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius or more in recent days. In Spain's Canary Islands, a forest fire that broke out in La Palma on Saturday forced the evacuation of at least 4,000 people and has so far destroyed 4,500 hectares of land. Periods of intense heat occur within natural weather patterns, but globally they are becoming more frequent, more intense and last longer due to global warming. According to EU's climate monitoring service, Copernicus, last month was the hottest June on record. Russia's air defense forces and fleet in the Black Sea have shot down 8 Ukrainian drones over the Crimean port of Sevastopol. Mikhail Razbozhayev, the Russian installed governor of Sevastopol, said the drone attack took place early on Sunday over the port of Sevastopol and the city's Balakabla and Khersonis districts. He added, one drone was shot down over the sea, while 5 were intercepted by Russia's electronic warfare forces and 2 water surface drones were destroyed on the outer shore. There was no immediate comment from Kiev on the attack on the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Ukraine rarely publicly claims responsibility for attacks inside Russia or on Russian-controlled territory in Ukraine, but has been saying in recent months that destroying Russia's military infrastructure helps Kiev counteroffensive. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in a few places of Madhya Province and in some places of the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places of Kosi and Bagmati Province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Madhya and Lumbini Province and generally to mostly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of the country, with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning in 1 or 2 places of Bagmati and Gandaki province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29.3 degrees Celsius with 1.4 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat leaves for India to take part in G20 Finance Minister level meeting. Janakpur Jayanagar train extended to Bijalpura in Mahottari district, and rescuers pull dead bodies from flooded tunnel as heavy rains wreak havoc in South Korea. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.